This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, following Ahlul Bayt. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of following Ahlul Bayt in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, obviously we need to take this lifestyle from those who were the perfect example of living or having an Islamic lifestyle. We call Ahlul Bayt as Qur'an al-Natiq, the spoken Qur'an. And the Qur'an in the bookish form is Qur'an al-Samit, the silent Qur'an. Means that the Qur'an which we have in our hands, it has the wordings and the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who practically live according to this Qur'an are Ahlul Bayt. Therefore, they are the role model for us. And we must follow them in order to have an Islamic lifestyle, in order to understand that what is the Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, it is necessary to follow Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. There are many verses in the Qur'an that tells us to follow the Ahlul Bayt. For example, chapter 9, which is chapter Tawbah, verse number 119, in which Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. O those who believed, ittaqullah, be God wary, do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, and be with the truthful ones. Now in the hadith or the traditions, we find that these truthful ones, the Prophet has said that these truthful ones are the Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam. This is my holy progeny. And therefore, when Allah in the Quran is saying that be God wary and do not disobey Allah and be with the truthful ones, be with the Ahlul Bayt, it is the same hadith of the Prophet. The Prophet has explained the same verse in the hadith that Inni tarikum fikum al-thaqalayn, kitabullah wa itrati Ahlul Bayt. I'm leaving amongst you two heavy things. One is the book of Allah, which tells you how to be God wary, how to do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa itrati Ahlul Bayt, and my Ahlul Bayt, who are the truthful ones, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of following Ahlul Bayt in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that there are many verses, for example, chapter 9, verse number 119, in which Allah has said, like, to follow the Ahlul Bayt and be God wary. There are other verses as well, the verses in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the love of Ahlul Bayt. And Allah said that, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. That, O Prophet, if they ask you for the reward, tell them that I do not want any kind of reward except the love of my Ahlul Bayt. The Ahlul Bayt are, obviously we have seen that, who are the Ahlul Bayt? The Ahlul Bayt are the ones who are the households who are known as the Fatima salamu alayha, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Imam al-Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and obviously the progeny of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So all these are the ones who, for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to his Prophet that, O Prophet, tell them that if they want to give any reward for what I have done for you, then it is the love of Ahlul Bayt. Why the love of Ahlul Bayt? It's because, you know, when we love someone, we hate their enemies. If I love my father, and if my father has dispute with anyone, I hate that person. I don't love that. So I will not follow the enemies of my father. So that's the first thing, that when we love someone, we do not follow. When we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't follow shaitan. We don't follow the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is, when we love someone, we obey that person. If I love my father, I don't want him to become angry, so I obey him. Even, you know, the love, the worldly love, which is between a boy and a girl for some time or for a longer time, they try to make each other happy. So Love of Ahlul Bayt is wajib. Why? Because it is necessary, it's an obligation. Why? Because when we love Ahlul Bayt, we do not follow the enemies of Ahlul Bayt, number one. Number two, when we love Ahlul Bayt, we follow and we do not want them to be angry upon us. And therefore, Allah becomes happy when we follow them, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.